culture in France.
Hello, I'm Daniel Finnan, and you're listening to the sounds of one of the many classic cars in Paris for Retromobile, an exhibition at Porte de Versailles. This year's event is a special one, marked by a number of anniversaries. As well as it being the 35th edition of the exhibition itself, two big French car manufacturers are also celebrating birthdays. It is 40 years since Citroën launched two important models, the SM, a high-performance coupe, and the GS, a popular small family car. And it is 200 years since the founding of Peugeot, when the Peugeot family bought a cereal mill and converted it into a steel factory. But enough about birthdays, let's find out about what is happening at Retromobile.
I'm François Melcian, I'm the director of the show, and this year we have two special exhibitions. One is about the locomotion which starts from the horses till the steam car, and the car we have now. We have another theme, which is about all these small cars that have always been built, you know, in order to reduce the cost of fabrication, and to have something different from the others. And even now, with electric cars, we try to reduce, you know, everything.
With the smell of oil, petrol, grease, leather upholstery and polish in the air, many classic car enthusiasts gather at the exhibition to discuss their beloved restorations. We spoke to one Citroën fanatic who comes every year.
David Conway. I'm from England. I've been involved with the Citroën Car Club in England for more than half my life, so I always come over here and mostly to see my friends who have Citroëns. I had a 2CV, which has now gone back to Citroëns. It's in the Citroën Conservatoire, because it was an English-built one, which was a fairly rare bird. And I've got a C5 now, which is my everyday car.
He says the exhibition is one of the best in Europe.
With Citroëns this year, of course, it's there highlighting the SM and the GS. It's the sort of anniversary of them, plus, of course, 90 years of Citroën. I think I would say without contradiction that the standard here is certainly higher than the classic car show in England. You know, when are you going to see so many of these in one place anywhere else? You know, it is the event of the year for Europe, must be.
The event is packed full of vintage classic cars, with almost every manufacturer you can think of. Rolls-Royce, Alfa Romeo, Porsche, Ferrari, Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz, Citroën, Peugeot, the list goes on. It also represents old motorbikes, and for the enthusiasts, has a number of stalls selling spare parts, manuals, accessories, and all other kinds of classic car paraphernalia. Then in a small corner at the back of the exhibition hall is an exclusive arena cordoned off to the general public. Here's where Bonhams, the auction house, have cars on display for a special sale. At the front is a very rusty but extremely popular 1925 Bugatti Type 22. Certainly not one of the most expensive cars in the sale, however one with an amazing story attached to it. James Knight, the head of Bonhams motoring department, told us about this car's fabled history.
It was bought new by a Frenchman, he registered it in France. A year or two later he then moved to Switzerland, where he then became domiciled, he had a business there. Year on year, the local customs man would say, "You're now living here, isn't it about time you paid your import taxes on the car?" And it never happened. After about 11 years, the French gentleman left Ascona, which was the town on Lake Maggiore, but left the car. And it was an 11-year-old car. It didn't really have a lot of value. And of course, it had a bit of a liability on it with outstanding taxes. So it left the customs official with a bit of a dilemma. The best way that he could get rid of the problem, really, was to push the car literally off the quay into the lake, where it then went down about 50 metres, I think.
The car, which spent years being an attraction to local divers, was eventually recovered and now goes on sale, with the proceeds going to a local charity. So that brings us to the end of this edition of Culture in France with me, Daniel Finnan. The Retromobile exhibition is parked up at Porte de Versailles in Paris until the 31st of January. Until next time, drive safely.